Well, welcome to another edition of Overtime with Rob, the podcast that gets you closer to the artist and the music. This week, we welcome my special guest, Megan Page from Edmonton, Alberta. Got a brand new song. It's called Told Me You Loved Me. She's still in high school with a bright future ahead of her. Sit back, relax, and enjoy my conversation with Megan Page. All the way from Edmonton, Alberta, Megan Page. Thanks for joining me this morning. How's your day so far?
Pretty good. How's your day going?
I'm pretty good. You know, I'm hard at work. Are you an early riser or are you a sleep-in kind of gal?
I'm definitely a sleep-in kind of gal. Early mornings are definitely difficult for me.
It's always fun when I ask musicians to come join me at 8 o'clock in the morning. And they're like, well, there's an 8 a.m.? What? So you've just come off the heels of the Alberta Country Music Awards. You were up for the Horizon Award. How was everything for you?
I did, yeah. I'm so proud. My best friend actually won. We were in the same category. That was super fun. The ACMA weekend was so much fun. I met so many fun people and learned so many new things, and I'm so glad I got to go this year.
Was that your first trip to the award show?
It was my second year this year, but COVID shut it down.
Yeah.
Well, it didn't. It was online, I believe, but it was my first year back in a couple of years, so.
Well, it is exciting to be back kind of at it now. Are you playing live again, or is that kind of ramping up slowly for you?
I'm starting to get into more live gigs. Hopefully, more come up, but I'm super excited to finally get back on stage and see all of my fun friends.
Yeah. Is that where you're comfortable? I mean, some are performers, some really comfortable in the studio. What works best for you?
I love performing. That's definitely one of my favorite things to do. Even though I actually used to have really bad stage fright. But I'm starting to kind of get over that, and I'm starting to love being on stage and just seeing all of those amazing faces and having fun.
It is amazing and interesting to think about those who are performers for a living and choose that lifestyle, but then have this kind of stage fright thing, because you're not the only one I know of that is a performer for a living but is deathly afraid to go and do it. How do you work it out? How do you come to grips with all of it?
Well, honestly, that feeling when you get up on stage and you're just singing to all those lovely people, it makes it a lot easier because, I don't know, it's a great feeling being able to play for lots of people, especially after COVID.
Yeah, and I know that the crowds a lot of times can kind of, it's a give and take, right, for the performers to the audience. They kind of lift each other through the show, right?
Yeah.
Let's talk about the new single. Is this a co-write or a single solo write for you, Megan?
My new single, Told Me You Love Me, it was written with Kim Simon. It's actually about a breakup that I went through a while back, and me and Kim just wrote this beautiful song.
Is that typical for you as a songwriter? I know a lot of writers do that. They kind of pick and choose from their own life to kind of expose things. Is that how it works for you too?
I actually love writing about my experiences, especially relationships. We're not so great, we will come to find. But I just love writing about my experiences so that other people can know what I'm going through and hopefully relate. That's kind of the whole reason that I write what I write.
Well, it's that healing power of music, and I don't know how many times I've decided, well, I feel this way, what song's going to fit? And you always seem to find one, right?
Yes, exactly.
A perfect smile, he had that look in his eyes. We danced to a love song under the moonlight. It was all I ever wanted, felt so right. Why did I have to find out like this? With my friends all around me, shared another girl's kiss. Gave all I had to you, and this
So let's talk a little bit about your personal life when you're not performing and writing.
Well, I'm still in school right now, but music is my number one passion. So that's pretty much what I'm doing at all times. Like in school right now, I'm taking a general music class and that's all I have. So it's pretty much just music all the time. I love music.
Did you grow up in a musical family?
I did, yeah. I grew up with my dad playing and singing all the time, and my grandpa, and I just grew up with lots of music.
Are you in college now, university? Is it going to wrap up for
you at some
point?
I'm just graduating high school right now.
Wow.
I think last year.
Amazing. So you've got just a huge road ahead of you. Wonderful talent for such a young individual.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm so excited.
Let's talk about the future now. It's 2022, and of course, once you finish up school, and what's the future looking like?
I'm hoping to go down to Nashville, actually, and just meet some people, play down there, and see what's going on down there.
Yeah, have you been to Nashville yet?
I haven't, but I heard it's really fun down there.
Yeah, I haven't been either, so don't feel bad for not going. But I'm sure you'll run into a lot of Canadians. I know a lot of Canadian artists are living down in Nashville now, so you'll feel right at home, I'm sure.
Yes.
Booking shows seems like a lot to do for one person. Is there a team behind you helping you out?
Well, I have a pretty great team backing me. It's actually my mom. My mom does almost everything. I obviously help her with lots, but
yeah.
I honestly wouldn't be where I am without my mom. I'm really grateful for everything she does.
Well, I think that's true. I hear it so often that support team is the most important. And of course, when you got it from your own flesh and blood, well, that's a little something extra special now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, Megan, it was great to talk to you, and it looks like you got a bright future. You're sounding great. I love the song, and it looks like you've got a busy future. Once you get through high school, you'll be sailing.
Yeah, thank you so much. It was really great to talk to you.
Well, that will do it for this edition of Overtime with Rob. Special thanks to my guest, Megan Page. Make sure you get her latest single, You Told Me You Loved Me, wherever you get your new music. And stay tuned next week to Overtime with Rob as we welcome yet another newcomer to the scene. Angelica Appelman will join me with her new song, Happy Place. And until then, peace.